Why do sports events turn violent? I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Many of us are hoping our favorite team will win a bowl game tomorrow. But Phil Miller of Chesapeake, Ohio, is wondering about the game's aftermath.
Why is it some people set fires and destroy property when their hometown team wins a big bowl game?
Well, Phil, we asked University of Notre Dame sociologist Dan Myers. He told us the violence you describe results from three key ingredients: young men, alcohol, and areas where they can congregate and continue celebrating after the game. But he points out that most of them don't do anything destructive.
People don't celebrate their team winning by destroying things. What happens is a lot of people are celebrating, and that provides the opportunity for some other people to do destructive things or whatever.
Myers adds that numerous studies contradict the idea that such incidents result from a so-called mob mentality.
We always get this image in the popular press of mob psychology, of people turning into something that they're not normally, and that the mob is a unified group of people that are all doing the same thing. And that's absolutely not the case.
If you've got a science question, call us at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.